Come closer! Come closer! Crikey, I've never seen one of these in the wild before. Look at that guy. He's big. He's got the beard and everything. Very intimidating. Quite patriarchal. Oh, and territorial too. Oh, he's gonna protect his territory, you can bet that. I can't get any closer because what we got here is a Judaizer. Right out of Jerusalem, this one. Spying out freedom of members of the body of Christ. You gotta watch out for this coin. They'll sting you right in the heart if you believe in grace. They'll take it right away from you. Don't like anybody to be happy with grace. Oh, look at that. Did you see that move? Oh, his chin started to... Oh, look at that. Did you see that? Did you see the grit and the teeth start to grit? Grind away. The chin stiff like steel. Wow, amazing. All I know about his kind. Probably heard somewhere that somebody's enjoying grace. Nothing makes him crazier. Nothing makes this species crazier than that. Crikey, he's practically got steam coming out of his head. I'm a grace guy. I don't belong here. I gotta get out of here. I got half a mind to get on me Land Rover and head over to the Barrier Reef, start playing with stingrays somewhere where I'll be safe. Oh, he's agitated, ready to strike, he is. Oh, you can tell he's ready to strike. I'm getting out of here, you're on your own, mate.
Desiring to have a heart and a life that is pleasing to the Father. If you don't desire that, then you are on the path that leads to death. And you better pray to God that you get off that path.
Hello everyone, welcome to MZTV. We have to do this. We're serious people in the scriptures. This is not about hating someone. This is not about disrespecting someone. This is about calling someone into account who is doing serious damage to the gospel of Paul. And if anyone runs into Johnny Green's videos, they will come away feeling condemned, feeling still like their sins are on them, still that something has to be done about it, as if Christ did not take away the sins of the world, especially our sins, of course, at the cross. And I don't like that. I don't like that any videos of that ilk exist. I mean, every video in Christianity puts the onus on you to take care of your own problem. We are justified. It's such a rare truth, rarely understood. Justification, being declared righteous because of Jesus Christ's faith. And Johnny Green is taking that away from you. And it must be stopped. He must be stopped. Exposure and rebuke is my job. 2 Timothy 4:2, expose, rebuke, and entreat. And that's why I do this. I don't do this because I don't like Johnny. I do like Johnny. I like the man, but he stepped into the public arena. He purports to be a teacher, and he is distributing a bastard gospel. He's mixing the gospel of grace with the gospel of the circumcision. I've made that clear in videos in the past. There's no question about that. He is mixing the Gospels, and he's creating a confusing mess. Am I saved by grace, or do I still have to repent? Am I justified, or do I have to beg God to forgive me for my sins? Does God favor me? Am I looked well upon by him, or am I still lacking something that I need to make up? These are questions that people are tortured with every day, and Johnny is answering the question in a most unsatisfactory way by talking about grace on one side of his mouth and law obedience on the other side of his mouth. I don't do that here. I tell you the radical truth. Because radical truth is quoted directly from Paul, that you are saved by grace, where sin increases, grace superabounds. And of course, one of the greatest truths ever, all is allowed me. Not all is expedient, but all is allowed me, and there is therefore now no more condemnation in Christ Jesus. I wrote this in the introduction to yesterday's video, and I thought it was so good. I want to read this to you as an introduction here today. In the first century, Jews of the Israel gospel sent spies into Paul's ecclesias, trying to understand their freedom. They hoped to uncover corruption. Finding none, they conspired to create it. Failing that, they could at least bring these grace people into some of the same bondage that they themselves, the circumcisionists, struggled under. Misery loves company. Although they don't call themselves this, we have modern circumcisionists who spy out the freedoms that we, modern-day members of the body of Christ, enjoy. Holding themselves to the standard of the terrestrial Jesus, these Israel wannabes consider themselves defenders of morality. To identify themselves to others of their ilk, instead of saying Jesus, they use the name Yeshua. To them, this brands them as serious people. They are more educated than most. They take the terrestrial Jesus more seriously than most. Saying Yeshua instead of Jesus puts them in sympathy with actual Israelites whose favor they would not at all mind currying. Johnny Green of Ohio is a modern-day Judaizer. He infiltrates the body of Christ by watching videos made by certain members of the body of Christ, myself included, and others. Like the Judaizers of old, he spies out the freedom of Paul people. The first century Judaizers hated the freedom of Paul's message. They resented the fact that the nations could access deeper recesses of God and receive more blessings from God than they without modifying their behavior. And modern-day Judaizers are no different. The burden of the Judaizers is knowing that the nations think they have received a message of complete and total grace requiring no behavioral modification. This message does, in reality, exist. But the Judaizers refuse to believe it exists. To the Judaizer, such complete freedom would be too good to be true, nay, impossible to be true. This is the straw that cripples the self-righteous camel. Nothing maddens a Judaizer more than watching a person swimming in grace without even a thought as to moral struggle. The Judaizer, you see, considers himself to be a paragon of morality who has, by great exercise of will and much personal sacrifice, cleaned up his life in order to present himself to God as a sterling example of what sainthood looks like. It's all about perception, self-perception, and otherwise. Because we have identified a modern-day Judaizer, it will be profitable to observe him in the wild so as to learn more about what makes such a person tick. This will also become a cautionary tale of how not to become a bitter, self-righteous grace denier who demands that everyone else becomes as perfect as he imagines himself to be. And with that, I am going to play Johnny Green's 2.5-minute video, and I'm going to comment as I go. This is the video called All Was Allowed, Adam and Eve as Well, which on its face is a lie. The title of the video is a lie. I'm not calling Johnny Green a liar, but he's lying. But he's not a liar per se. The title is a lie. If I made myself clear, I hope so. Psychologist, I guess she was a psychologist, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, talked about the stages of death. Here are the stages of Judaizer seduction. We have introduction. The Judaizers are smuggled in. Paul talks about this in Galatians 2:4. Then there's seduction. Paul asks the question in Galatians 3:1, who bewitches you? Then we have disruption. Paul calls the Judaizers, those who are, quote, disturbing you. Chapter 1, verse 7. Then comes the demolition of what you thought you knew, of what you do know. But now you come to question it because of the Judaizer. Did I really know that? Is that true? Paul says this happens swiftly, Galatians 1, 6. Then there's the reconstruction. That is, the true gospel is torn down and is replaced with a false gospel. This is called distorting the evangel of Christ, Galatians 1, verse 7. Paul calls such people in Galatians 2 for false brethren. They're false brethren. They act like brethren, but they're not. Thus, they're false brethren. And the last thing they do is they project upon you the thing that they really are, which is, Johnny Green has called me a false teacher, but in fact, he is the false teacher. He is the teacher who does not understand Paul's gospel, proven himself to not understand grace and not understand justification. And he thinks there's one gospel, and that's his huge mistake. That is a fatal mistake, to think there's one gospel. Try to mix the elements of the Israel gospel in with the gospel to the nations. It creates an unpalatable mixture. Paul pronounces an anathema on the different gospel, which is not another. I explained that a couple videos ago. Please go back if you're not aware of the importance of the first chapter of Galatians. Paul pronounces an anathema on anything that would distort the evangel of Christ. The evangel of Christ is Paul's gospel, the gospel that he called my gospel. It is so different from the Israel gospel. If you don't realize the differences, just watch a string of YouTube videos. You can go to my video playlist and you can find maybe 50 videos on the two gospels. Or you can order my book, The First Idiot in Heaven, which will explain to you 37 differences between these two gospels. Johnny thinks there are no differences, and in this he is seriously and fatally mistaken. And in his mistakenness, he is purporting to be a teacher. And anyone who watches his videos, which are few, thank God, and I hope not to bring any more attention to him, will be confused and be disquieted. So let's join this monstrosity. It starts, I call it a monstrosity, but listen how it begins. I don't know how to show you the video. I showed you the entire video a couple days ago, but I don't know how to do that, so we're just going to play the audio and I'll comment as we go. Johnny Green, he starts out with a scripture verse, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. This is part of the seduction. It's a bewitching, because you think he's a Paul guy. He's starting with a,
you know, what all of this boils down to is there are only two paths that you can go on. It's either you go through the narrow gate, which only few will make it through, or you have the wide gate. There's only two gates to go through.
And we talked about this before. This is according to Jesus's statement in Matthew 7. In the circumcision gospel, there's only two paths. Grace, the kind of grace that Paul teaches, the grace that justifies a person apart from works of law, that is unknown in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. It's unknown in 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation. And it's unknown in Hebrews, too. Paul wrote Hebrews, but he wrote it to Hebrews. It has nothing to do with Paul's gospel. It has to do with the gospel to the Hebrews. To be declared righteous by God is different than what you find in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What you find there is a conditional pardon, conditional forgiveness that depends on you forgiving other people, and it depends on you repenting of your sins. And this is the only thing Johnny knows about. And as long as you keep Paul out of it, you can keep things straight. But when you try to say that Paul's teaching this too, no, that's when we have to step in and say, stop it. This man needs to be spiritually arrested. In other words, exposed and rebuked. And that's what I'm doing here. But you can see how the seduction begins with the piano music. Paul says, who bewitches you? And this is what it takes. It takes quiet piano music and somebody quoting Paul. He has a quote from Paul at the beginning and a quote from Paul at the end. And this is part of the This is part of the seduction.
There's only one of two paths that you walk upon on this earth.
No, there's another one. It's called grace.
You are either on the path to righteousness toward God, which not many are on because they want to love God. They want to
listen to this. Listen to this.
You are either on the path to righteousness toward God.
You are either on the path to righteousness toward God. This is the biggest lie of the video. And I didn't catch it the first time I played it for you. When I slowed down the tape and played this, I saw it just jumped out at me. He has the text on the video, the subtitles, and he says, quote, you are either on the path to righteousness toward God,
which not many are
which
on
not
because
many
they want
are
to
on which not many are on or of course you're on the wide path which leads to destruction. This is a lie. Listen to what he says. He says, and this is truly a distortion of the evangel of Christ. He says, either you are on the path to righteousness. I played this over 6, 7, 8 times, listening for the word. Is he saying of or to? Are you on the path of righteousness or are you on the path to righteousness? This man, Johnny Green of Ohio, says that you are on, and this is the narrow path. This is the path that leads to life, is a path to righteousness. It is a path that is on its way to righteousness toward God. That is, it is a path that has not yet arrived at righteousness. It is a path that hopes to arrive at righteousness, but it is a path that is not on the path of righteousness. So important. Either you are on the path to righteousness, that is, on the way to righteousness. And if you walk correctly on this path, someday you will get to righteousness. This is so opposite of what Paul says. Paul says, for we are reckoning a man to be justified, present tense, now, subsequent to the cross of Christ. We are reckoning a man to be justified, that is, righteous, apart from works of law, Romans 3:28. And Paul talks about in Romans 3:22, a righteousness of God through Jesus Christ's faith for all and on all who are believing, on all. The righteousness of God, if you are believing it, is on you now. What does Johnny say? Either you are on the path to righteousness. He presents righteousness as something, as a future attainment. That is a lie. That is seduction, that is deception, and he has no idea he's a deceiver. I'm not saying this man wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to deceive people. He honestly believes this. He has no idea of Paul's gospel. He doesn't even know it exists. Literally doesn't know it exists. Literally does not know that by grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you. It is God's approach present, not of works, lest anyone should be boasting. I know Johnny's read that, but he doesn't believe it. He believes this instead. Either you're on the wide path to destruction or you are on the path to, that is toward, that is on the way to righteousness toward God. Johnny has you still going and not arriving. And again, Paul says, we are reckoning a man to be justified apart from works of law, Romans 3:28. A righteousness of God through Jesus Christ's faith for all and on all who are believing, Romans 3:22. And then Romans 4:5. Yet to him who is not working, yet is believing on him who is justifying the irreverent, his faith is reckoned for righteousness. Your faith right now. Faith is an assurance concerning things which are not being observed. This righteousness is not being observed. That's what faith is, but your faith is reckoned for righteousness. God looks upon you as righteous. He could not be. God, listen, this is the freedom. This is the truth that will set you free. God could not be more pleased with you now. Nothing you can do can make God more pleased with you than he is now. But Martin, I didn't do anything. It's based on the faith of Jesus Christ on the cross. Romans 3, verses 22 through 28, all of Romans chapter 4. It is based on Jesus Christ's faith. God could not be happier with you. If you listen to Johnny Green in that somber voice, and he's warning you that you are not exactly pleasing God with what you are doing, you need to take your sins more seriously. You need to repent of your sins. And if you do that, and if you forgive other people along the way, then you will be on the path to righteousness. And someday, if you're as good as me, and you just get this sense from Johnny Green, don't you? Don't you? Someday, if you're as good as me, you'll get there. You are on the path to righteousness. No. No. We are now justified. We are now made righteous by God. For we are reckoning a man to be justified by faith apart from works of law, a righteousness of God on all who are believing. I'm believing. It's on me. What is the righteousness of God? The smile of God, the acceptance of God. Isn't this beautiful? There's nothing more beautiful than this. And only then can you have peace. Romans chapter 5 starts with peace. Being justified then, Paul says in Romans 5:1, we may be having peace toward God. And this only comes by being justified. Having been justified, then we may be having peace. Unless you understand this righteousness of God, you can't have peace. And I want to stop there for today. That's enough for today. This is disturbing, isn't it? Johnny's message. There's another lie coming, a big lie coming. I'm going to save it for tomorrow. It's just too much for one day. Smuggled in. Introduction. Oh, look what came up in my video. Oh, it's a nice man. Talking about God, talking about grace. He's got a Paul verse in the beginning with nice piano music. Yet Paul says, who bewitches you? Galatians 3:1. It purports to be a message from Paul, but it's not. It is not. It is cursed. Paul said, I meant to tell you this, that when Paul says anathema, anathema means devoted to destruction. That's what the Greek word anathema means, devoted to destruction. Johnny's gospel is devoted to destruction because it's not the circumcision gospel. That would be a legitimate gospel. It's not Paul's gospel. That is a legitimate gospel. It's a different gospel, Paul says in Galatians chapter 1, which is not another. That is, it's not the circumcision. It is a distorted, twisted, bent gospel that must be put in quotation marks when you say it's a gospel, because it is not good news at all. It is bad news. And anyone who watches this will be disturbed, will think they're not quite good enough yet, will suddenly want to be as good as Johnny. Johnny, you seem to be in such possession of this sainthood that we seek. How do you do it besides saying Jesus as Yeshua? We want to be like you, Johnny, so we will say Yeshua from now on, but what else do we need to do? And Johnny will say, repent, repent, and repent. Yet I say to you, you need to be thankful for what God has already done for you through Christ. Read the 13 letters of Paul. That's where your gospel is. It is not in the narrow way that leads to life as spoken by Jesus on earth. That was a terrestrial Jesus who, according to the Apostle Paul in Romans 15:8, came to confirm the patriarchal promises. He came to speak to Israelites only. He wouldn't even talk to the nations. He told his disciples, don't even go to a road of the nations when you herald this gospel. What is going on here? Back in 1986, I puzzled over this. How is it possible? He's sending out his disciples to preach the gospel, and he says, don't go to a road of the nations. Well, wait a minute. Isn't this people's one and only chance to be saved or go to hell for eternity? No. Don't even go to a road of the nations, Jesus said. Why? He said, because I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 15:24, I think. Why have we not understood the importance of that? Didn't Jesus know who he was sent to? You may ask him then, why this other evangel? Why this other gospel? Because after Jesus rose from the dead, he shed his Israel identity. Now he was the exalted Son of God. And now he called a man, Saul of Tarsus, waited until he was outside of Israel proper, Very important consideration. Paul was outside the land when he was apprehended by the glorified Christ, because this was a message for all humanity. This was no longer a message just for Israel. This was a message for all humanity. And it was a message of justification, of peace, of grace that is so great that you can't out-sin it, a grace so great that it pronounces you righteous. And a righteous person, a person who is right, doesn't need to repent every 5 minutes, doesn't need to recall his or her sins every 5 minutes. No, because your sins are justified. It's a radical truth. But I'm telling you, it's true, and it's so hard to believe that most of the human race can't believe it. Not even Johnny Green can believe it. This is why I call him, and he is a false brother. Comes across as a brother, but he's a false brother, because not even he believes it. He's teaching the opposite thing. Beware. I must expose, rebuke, and entreat. It's not personal. It's never personal. It's about you. It's about keeping you safe from the lies of the adversary.